We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.
Hello and welcome to the PHNX D-backs podcast right here on PHNX. My name is Derek Montilla, known around these parts as the mayor of PHNX, just like I'm getting rid of the occasionally part. Thank you guys so much for joining us. Of course, this show is brought to you by the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now, use our code of PHNX, and simply for betting $5 on any NFL team, you will get $200 in free bets as long as that team wins. And let me tell you, I talked about this on the audio podcast yesterday, but the Cardinals, I think, are favored by 17 points. So if you're looking for a surefire win, yeah, I don't know of a bigger spread than that this weekend. So go bet your $5 on our Arizona Cardinals. Let's go all AZ. Joining me, of course, is my friend, my co-host. He is the vice mayor of PHNX. It's yes, Jesse sir. Friedman.
Derek, I'm kind of jealous of your iPhone today. That's really all I can think about right now.
Hey, so. you want to know something? Let me tell you. I had some nice videos going out there at the Arizona Fall League.
You did.
And they were enjoying our presence out there. It was great to be out there and get just baseball just right directly into my veins, Jesse, fresh from the source. It kind of, to me, feels like a minor league all-star game a bit. You know what I mean? Like, sure. Yes, they're prospects, but a lot of these guys I've heard a lot about over the last few years. So it was great to see them, up front and, right in front of my face. It was awesome. Great time today. And yes, some great videos. You guys all bullied me into getting an iPhone. And so there, that's what you get.
I don't think you regret it right now, Derek. I think pretty dang happy with that decision right now.
No, actually my battery has lasted all day. It's still at 46%. So just that alone makes me feel very confident about my decision. But I will tell you who's not very confident right now, Jesse. And that's the Houston Astros in their series against the Boston Red Sox. They were blown out 12-3. Boston takes the 2-1 lead. They're playing tonight, and the Astros have turned to former friend, ex Arizona Diamondback Zach Greinke on the mound. And of course, we can't talk about one of our exes without doing a little bit of spying on our exes. So we're spying on our exes even in the playoffs. And in this case, it's Zach Greinke's first start at this point. How's he doing, Jesse? Not so well in the first inning, from my understanding.
Yeah, well, about that, Derek, we already talked just before hopping on, we talked about how he gave up a 2-run homer. The Houston Astros yanked him. Zach Greinke is no longer in the game as we speak right now.
That was a short hook.
Brooks Raley, it looks like. Yeah. He got one out in the second inning, and he walked three batters altogether in an inning and a third, just didn't really have good stuff today. And, not a great day for former Diamondback Zach Greinke.
Well, let's take a look at what he's done in the postseason entering today. He only pitched one inning against the Chicago White Sox in relief. He gave up two hits and one strikeout, but no runs. Obviously not terrible, but that's just literally one inning. But let's take a look at his regular season numbers as well this season with the Astros. 11-6, not great numbers as far as his ERA is concerned, and his strikeouts per nine were his lowest since his rookie season in 2004. When he was, I think, had 6.4 strikeouts per nine. So it feels, Jesse, just like at this point, not discrediting Zach Greinke, because I think he did an excellent job of just adapting, his skill set to, still be effective at an older age. But it kind of feels like at this point, the Diamondbacks are coming out a bit on top as far as that trade is concerned and what they received in return for him. I know a lot of those guys haven't played at a major league level yet, but what do you feel about that trade now?
Greinke is starting to show his age, which for a while, I don't know about you, Derek, but I was like, maybe this guy's going to pitch until he's 45. Like, he'll be throwing, you know, 88, and somehow he's still effective. His velocity actually dipped lower than ever last season. It's ticked up a little bit this year. Last season, he was throwing 87, 88 on his for his average four-seam fastball, and he was better last year than he's been this year. I mean, he was a totally serviceable major league starter for the Astros last year, and a really pretty darn good one overall. But at some point, I mean, this was sort of inevitable, right? I mean, Zach Greinke is 37 years old now. I mean, 37 years old to be doing what he is doing, even at this age. Sorry, I'm not. I know.
I'm gonna let you have it on the Manscaped ad later. That's fine. You get all your age jokes in now, youngster. Go ahead. 37 year old.
He's an ancient 37 year old. And
you can finish up.
He's an ancient 37 year old, and unlike you, Derek, he's starting to show it.
I like that. That you brought it back. Thank you. Thank you. No, but you're right about that, and I think that. Again, it's still to be seen based on what, you know, the D-backs got in return. But it seems like now they got a lot in return for a guy that might not have had a lot left in his career. So, they might end up coming out on top as far as that trade is concerned. I really like Josh Rojas a lot. His story, his connection to the Valley, I think at times are somewhat worth it alone, you know, and the younger guys that we haven't seen yet. Their return could just be enough to put it over the top as far as I'm concerned. But I know Josh Rojas knows Zach Greinke, so I'm not even going to kind of go there. But what do you think, though, now, considering what moves the Astros are having to make? Are you seeing this series as being done already with the offensive output that Boston's been able to have at the plate?
I don't know if I would say done. But I think it is. I mean, honestly, it's crazy, Derek. We just a few days ago, we were looking at the Braves Dodger series and this series between Boston and Houston, and it almost seemed like a foregone conclusion that we were going to be looking at another Astros Dodgers World Series. And, you know, we basically said that's what we were expecting. And we also said it with the caveat that, you know, baseball's weird and things happen. And sure enough, Derek, baseball is weird and things happen. And the Dodgers have used 8 pitchers in this game today that for a while looked like they might not win. Now I know Cody Bellinger just hit a 3-run home run in this game. The Dodgers have now taken the lead. So the Dodgers are now ahead 6-5 here. As
Mookie
Betts just hit a double. So, I mean, I guess Dave Roberts is really, I mean, he's really gone for it, man. I mean, when it comes to using his bullpen and throwing out every arm he possibly could into this series, and it looks like it actually might pay off in what has been a wild game 3 of the NLCS.
The Dodgers are like Halloween starring, you know, with Michael Myers. And I don't mean they're like Michael Myers. I mean, they're like the movies. They're going to keep coming no matter what. They're going to keep coming out and they're going to keep coming after you. And I felt like even if the Dodgers went down 3-0 in this series, that of all teams that had a chance to come back, it would be the Dodgers, right? Just give them a chance to kind of reshuffle the deck, get their starting rotation back correct, you know, back right after what they had to do in that giant series, and, you know, kind of come at the Braves with, you know, their lineup corrected overall. This game did not seem like anything was going in the Dodgers' direction, even though it started off in the first inning with the 2-run home run off Charlie Morton.
Yeah, Charlie Morton was a mess. I mean, he walked 3 or 4 in the first inning, I think.
It was his first, he's thrown 400 curveballs in the postseason without one being hit for a home run until today. That's crazy. Nuts. Yeah,
crazy. He has a good one. I mean, Charlie Morton's curveball. I mean, there's a reason this guy has logged as many postseason innings as he has. He is something else. But here we go again, Derek. I mean, Cody Bellinger, this kid is not, I mean, he had a horrible regular season. And when I say horrible, like, that is not an understatement. I mean, there's a lot of teams that might have even started benching Cody Bellinger even more so than the Dodgers did. I think they kind of stuck with him a little bit more than some teams would have in a postseason chase, and they stuck with him. And in the playoffs, my gosh, it has paid dividends for the Dodgers. Huge 3-run home run in this game, and now the Dodgers have the lead. So Cody Bellinger, I mean, keeping us guessing. He's another local guy, Chandler High School. So
yeah,
there you go.
Well, that's a managerial move too, right? A managerial move is, you know, again, something that we've seen Torey Lovullo do, giving guys opportunities even when they were hitting below 200, just trying to allow them to get back right and get to that point where they can be productive again, just hit out of the slump. Lovullo, having his experience as a player, you know, you have that thing about him when he knows how to kind of let a player do what they do, because they, you know, not give up on them, right? And Charlie Morton is absolutely like a weird fine wine. I don't understand how he did this. He aged like that in this game, right? It looked for a minute like he wasn't going to be as effective as he ended up being. It didn't look like he was going to last nearly as long. I think he was over 50 pitches, I think, midway through the third inning. So yeah, it didn't look like his day was going to go the way it went. And it didn't look like things were going to turn the Dodgers' direction like they have, as you have now told me. And I'm sitting here mentally dealing with, as I was watching a 5-2 game when I left my house. So I can only imagine how Braves fans feel right now. But again, I wonder if there was any prop bets on DraftKings Sportsbook in regards to Charlie Morton throwing a curveball for a home run. But you can find out all sorts of fun prop bets on the DraftKings Sportsbook app. Use our code of PHNX. And again, for betting $5 on any NFL game, you will get $200 in free bets as long as that team wins. Go Cardinals. Also, you can, you know, jump in on the same game parlays. I know I've adopted the official mayor of Phoenix, but I'm also, you know, Mr. Parlay, and I've been doing nothing but parlays lately. Same game parlays on DraftKings Sportsbook have been an absolute blast. I really enjoyed missing my last one and then going on the Bets podcast yesterday and just trying to do my best not to scream at the entire New York Giants team for going for a completely unnecessary 2-point conversion at the end of the game to push my parlay from me winning $200 to losing the money I invested for the over going from 48 to 49, which I took the under. Thank you very much to the New York Giants. I hate you all, and I don't understand why that was necessary. You were getting blown out. You were getting blown out. Explain yourself. Who had money on the game? I'm sorry. But anyway, you can go get your same game parlay. Hopefully you don't get your heart broken like I did. I was told to go with the over all the time. I was wrong about the under. So you can do whatever you want with your bet. Remember, DraftKings is safe, secure, and reliable. Best of all, you can deposit and withdraw your cash whenever you want. I did it like 15 times on Sunday. But go download the DraftKings Sportsbook app now and use our promo code of PHNX, and you will get that $200 in free bets as long as the team that you bet $5 or more on wins their game. 21 and over only, Arizona only. Gambling problem? Dial 1-800-NEXT-STEP. New customers only. Eligibility restrictions apply. See DraftKings.com/sportsbook for details. And also see gophnx.com for more details as far as checking out the work that we have coming up. I have a piece coming to the website on our friend Alec Thomas from up in Reno, kind of analyzing whether or not he's the real deal. And, you know, again, I talked about the piece from Sunday, but I really enjoyed the NLDS and what it took out of the Dodgers. I was hoping to see that continue and see them go down 3-0, but it appears that it's not going to happen. It'll be interesting to see if this particular game turns the tide in the series. Coming back from a deficit like this that late, it can really change the momentum. And again, I know Mike Farron doesn't believe in momentum, but I believe in momentum, especially in a playoff series. So we'll see what happens. But go become a member over at gophnx.com. You can become an annual member, and you will get one of our absolutely lovely t-shirts for free from the PHNX Locker over at phnxlocker.com. Or choose a month-to-month membership, and you will get your first month an appetizer for 50 cents. And then after that, like I was told, it's two tall caramel macchiatos and not just one, but still, come on. Two, are we worth it? I think we're worth it. We got a bunch of great content over here. So join us and become a member. Become part of the family. We have our members-only Discord, which I'm going to continue to mispronounce, by the way. But You can become part of that and get away from all the BS on social media, as well as a number of promotions that we have for our members over at the phnxlocker.com. It's ever changing. We have a new one coming out tomorrow, so keep your eyes peeled, especially if you are already a member. And if you're not, join tonight and get on the new deal tomorrow. So become part of the family. Jesse, let's talk a little bit more, though, about this ALCS and NLCS. It seems like, again, the Boston series is really going in the Red Sox favor. But do you think at this point the Dodgers have anything to worry about? I mean, especially if they win this game, do you see them being actually in a position to be the favorite to come out of the series, even though they'll be down 2-1?
Yeah, I think so. It really pains me to say, Derek, but
it's,
I mean,
true though, right? It's crazy, yeah, that a team that's down in a playoff series, especially statistically, that usually the team that's down 2-1, you know, it doesn't come out to win it. It just, if there's a team that's going to do it, it's this team.
Yeah. And I mean, I don't think it's even, at least from my perspective, it's not even as much momentum as it is the Dodgers are just the better team. And if the Dodgers were going to lose today, if they were to lose here in the ninth inning, as Kenley Jansen is on the mound right now against Austin Riley, it is possible that they could come back from a 3-0 deficit. Not very likely, right? But in a 2-1 deficit with them down 2-1, I mean, the Dodgers need to win 2 games, right? They only need to win 2 games in order, or sorry, they need to win 3 games. I can count, I promise, Derek.
I was with you. sure, Jesse.
They would need to win 3 games, right? And they could even allow the Braves to take a game along the way. And I mean, the Dodgers winning 3 out of 4 games against the Atlanta Braves is not necessarily the most unlikely thing. I mean, sure, if you play 4 games between the Dodgers and the Braves, the Dodgers taking 3 out of 4 is almost maybe what you'd expect even. I mean, they're clearly the better team of the two. So I don't want to discredit what the Braves have done. This is, in my mind, this is not a story of the Dodgers are just so banged up from the Giants series and we shouldn't give the Braves any credit for anything. But I mean, this really would put the Dodgers in my mind, a pretty good position to come away with this series.
I think the most impressive thing, if they do come away with the win today, is how they utilize their bullpen and how their bullpen did step up. I mean, they really did, with Walker Buehler being a normally reliable pitcher during the regular season, they had to go to their bullpen early, and their use of so many arms really ended up paying off in the end, and just shows how deep they are as a team.
It'll be interesting to see what it's like for them in Game 4, because they're starting Julio Urias, who will be on the mound for the third time in 6 days. I mean, that's a lot that they're asking of Julio Urias. So once again, right, as the saying goes, as Mike Farron said the other day, your momentum is only as good as your next day's starting pitcher. And Julio Urias is a bit of a wild card. Because he, you know, they've asked a lot of him, just like they've asked a lot of Max Scherzer, and Max Scherzer wasn't totally right the other day. So we'll see. This is by no means a guarantee for the Dodgers, but I mean, this game would be huge for them.
The Dodgers, I think they haven't looked themselves all postseason so far. And I agree with that, based on the fact that they had to do everything that they could to win that series against the Giants, even during some of those other games. Right. So it's like, they managed the team a certain way during the regular season. And, you know, even in that game against the Cardinals, didn't really have to do as much as they did against the Giants. And I think it's, you know, it's very common with baseball when, you know, you utilize guys during the regular season. Obviously they still need their rest and everything. This is different. This is the postseason. They're just not at the finish line yet. Right. So it's like this utilization of the bullpen, this maneuvering guys around and having them pitch on 2 or 3 days rest instead of any kind of normal rest. It works at times, right? But it just feels like it's going to catch up with them. And that's what it felt like so far in this series up to this point, when obviously they were able to kind of pull themselves up and come back tonight.
Dave Roberts is, I mean, he's kind of playing with fire a little bit, the way that he's managing his pitching staff.
Right.
And I mean, it's hard to blame him, because I mean, it looks like it might pay off today. I mean, he's used a whole lot of pitchers in this game, but if the Dodgers win, that's huge for them. And this is the time of the year where, you know, pitching schedules don't hold the same kind of weight as they used to. You know, guys are being asked to throw, or guys are being asked to pitch out of the bullpen on their normal throwing day, right? Like things you wouldn't ever expect of guys during the regular season. This is the time where, you know, to pull those things out. And Dave Roberts has a lot of weapons in that bullpen. I'm disgusted, Derek, with how many weapons Dave Roberts has in that bullpen. That it's like,
it really is.
It's like, I don't understand how all of these other major league teams just like let these guys go by. I mean, Blake Treinen and Joe Kelly and guys that are like predictably good relievers. The Dodgers just seem to snag so many guys that other teams, obviously they're, you know, they're paying for it, but the Dodgers aren't paying a lot of these guys that much money. It disgusts me, Derek. It disgusts me.
Here's the thing. I wonder at times, you know, like I think baseball players, in my opinion, kind of have a path at times. And if they can get on a championship team, that raises their value tremendously, right? Especially in this game. It's kind of dumb how that happens. It's the reason why teams like the Marlins and Tampa blow up their teams after appearing in a World Series, even if like the Rays didn't even win it, but they just kind of move on from these guys that now have kind of that notoriety to get a big contract somewhere else, or they performed on a big stage and now more teams are interested in them. I feel like the other thing about the Dodgers is no matter where you look at in the postseason, it's former Dodgers doing things, even against them as members of the Braves, because it's Jocktober. Don't forget that it's Jocktober, and we have Jock Peterson still tormenting his former team, as a member of the Braves. So when you look around baseball, it's like there's members of the front office that are products of the Dodgers system. The Dodgers have just been so successful that even, you know, just players that are on their team are now coming back to haunt them because of how they can't retain everybody that's so good.
It's a beautiful thing to watch, Derek. It really is. it really brings us a lot of satisfaction. And I mean, let's face it, as Diamondbacks fans, I mean, we're seeing a whole lot of our former players, you know, contribute, not of course against the Diamondbacks directly right now, but I mean, Steven Souza Jr. is like getting like consistent playing time somehow for the Dodgers in the playoffs. I was surprised they even put him on the roster in the first place, but he's been out there. Obviously AJ Pollock,
we left him off of our D-back playoff team. He could have easily filled that outfield position we were missing. I think we have a full nine-man roster now.
There you go. I mean, I think I was honestly a little confused that the Dodgers picked up Steven Souza in the first place. He always had a ceiling that he never quite reached in Arizona. Kind of tapped into it in Tampa before that. I knew there was some ceiling there, but they've really given him like quite a chance. Like they're continuing to go back to him, even though he hasn't really proven a whole lot this year. So Steven Souza is sort of an odd case. And the other fun thing that's happened this postseason, Derek, is that AJ Pollock has a hilariously negative reputation among Dodgers fans. Like they just absolutely hate his guts. They think that AJ Pollock, they think he swings and misses at sliders. Like someone tweeted the other day, death taxes and AJ Pollock swinging and missing at every slider he sees in the postseason. And that is how the Diamondbacks four outfielder is really viewed right now in LA.
God bless Dodgers fans for not missing anything when it comes to their players. And you know what? You shouldn't miss anything when it comes to your grooming habits. Make sure you go over to manscaped.com and you won't miss a thing if you get their performance package 4.0, a perfect package for your package. Of course, Jesse, that includes the lawnmower 4.0, which I've been telling you all about. I want you to get the lawnmower 4.0 trimmer, the weed whacker thing. You were bagging on 37-year-old pitchers. I guarantee Zach Greinke needs the weed whacker for his ear and nose hair. It gets the best of us, even major league starters or openers now. What is he? He's an opener now? Well, my, how the mighty have fallen. But don't let your mighty fall without being properly groomed. Go over to Manscaped and use our code of PHNX and you will get 20% off plus free shipping on your order. And again, there is the performance package 4.0, includes all of this amazing stuff, including Manscaped, a couple of free gifts in there for the performance package 4.0, some Manscaped boxers and a shed travel bag. I talked about taking it everywhere. You know, gotta stay groomed and looking trimmed, and you can do that with the Manscaped package. Again, use our code of PHNX over there, and you will get 20% off and free shipping. Also, use our code over at DraftKings Sportsbook of PHNX, and you will get $200 in free bets for betting $5 on any NFL team as long as that team wins that game. And again, go Cardinals. And I'll tell you, another team that I want to say go about, Jesse, is go Salt River Rafters. I got there out the Arizona Fall League today, and I got to watch a little baseball. I was out at Peoria Sports Complex. Beautiful day. A bunch of happy people out, happy to be in October weather like this. Mostly, I could tell it was mostly people from back east because they were making a lot of cracks about the October weather. And meanwhile, me being a kid from the Valley is like, what? It's always like this. And they're like, yeah, we know. That's why we're saying it. But anyway, it was an absolutely beautiful day for baseball. It's great to see Torkelson from the Tigers and just a bunch of guys out there. But mostly, you know, some young Arizona Diamondbacks, you know, prospects. And I even got to talk to William Bohr, who is responsible for ranking the prospects and putting out the actual D-backs top 30 prospect list. It was very interesting to talk to him about that process because, you know, there is a lot that
it's
goes
so impossible.
It really
it's like
is,
the impossible
right?
task. Like there's no way to do that. Yeah.
Well, and I mean, he definitely told me that there were a lot of layers, and it didn't surprise me, but it also surprised me, you know, like that scouts and organizations, and there's a lot of, there's a lot of hands that are in that cookie pot as far as for getting the top prospects list out. It just fluctuates, you know, and it's one of those things that it's, you know, I don't know. Sometimes guys that are low on that list, you don't think much of, but they end up surpassing higher prospects. And you really don't know with that list where guys are going to end up sometimes.
Everyone's really taking a shot in the dark when it comes to prospects. I mean, at the end of the day, none of us really know much of anything. even scouts, I think, would admit that in many ways they don't really know much of anything, right? I mean, this is just the world of player development in a game that has, you know, five levels of the minor leagues going at all times, you know, during the season. I mean, there's just a lot. There are a lot of guys in every organization, and you need all of them. Because frankly, you know that not everyone in that group is going to make it. But I saw some of your incredible iPhone 13 videos today, Derek.
Yes.
You had some good Dominic Canzone footage, which was fun to see. Yeah.
Canzone he looks like a major leaguer, to be honest. Like seeing him up close and everything, it really looked like somebody who, you know, again, a lot of these guys were very young. Like it was kind of people were having a good laugh at like when these guys would like argue with the umpire about the strike zone, because it was just kind of like, come on, man, really? You know, in an Arizona Fall League game, none of this really matters. And, you know, again, you're more here to learn. It's a learning experience more than anything. Some of the guys, though, again, me being 40 years old, look like absolute babies, Jesse. So it was kind of hard for me to take some of them seriously, because some of them absolutely look like high school kids. You know, that was something that was pretty amazing to me. I really like Keegan Curtis. He's somebody that is ranked in the top 30 for the Diamondbacks. He's a pitcher. Just had a nice outing in his one inning of relief. But mostly the thing I liked was that he came out and he pitched, got himself behind, you know, three balls, and really just turned it on and pitched really well to you know, battle back and you know, get out of the inning with a 1-2-3 inning. William Bohr pointed out to me that he thought it was interesting. Cooper Hummel came into the game after he exited and they didn't get a chance to work together. It's just funny because I was, you know, I questioned whether or not managers on an Arizona Fall League team even care about that sort of thing, getting guys who are playing for the same organization on the field at the same time. And essentially it came down to, you know, really there's a number of, you know, the guys need to get out there. They need to take so many at bats and pretty much stick to that. Outside of that, they don't really care about, you know, guys on the same team getting reps together or much, but it just seems like something that you would want to do, considering that, I don't know. You just took out a pitcher and put in a catcher from the same system. I don't know. Seems crazy, but
that is,
whatever.
That is a little strange. That is a little strange. Well, one thing I will say on the note of like arguing balls and strikes, I think a lot of players really view the Arizona Fall League in a pretty high regard because, you know, it's a small sample. I mean, this league only lasts for about a month. And if you go out and you hit 400, you know, I mean, you're going to really improve your chances of, you know, getting invited to camp the next year, to major league camp, and, you know, maybe even breaking out of spring with a spot on the opening day roster. So I think a lot of guys take this seriously and maybe even a little too seriously. I've heard from a lot of people that they feel like in the Arizona Fall League, players try to do a little bit too much and they wind up maybe with worse results than they would have if they were just kind of playing within themselves a little bit more. So, you know, I think it's probably fun that there's some intensity out there. Like they care about the outcomes of these games, even though, like you said, they mean nothing. But, you know, I mean, there is a Fall Stars game, you know, like halfway, a little more than halfway through the season. And there is a championship game. Like they're out there playing for something.
It's a real season. It's a real season. That's right.
It's a real season. And baseball players are going to be competitive no matter where they are. And I'm sure you're seeing that out there.
One of the interesting things that came up today while I was there, and now don't get me wrong, I could probably count, and it wouldn't take me very long, how many people were present at this game, right?
how many do you think it would be? How many do you think were there?
Honestly, I'd probably say I'd put the over under at 150. I mean, I was able to walk down and sit in the front row behind home plate without even an usher as much as asking me for my credential or a ticket.
It's amazing.
Right?
It's one of the things we take for granted in the Valley. 100%.
It's so good. And again, everybody's just kind of, nobody cares. It's not like there's a big affiliation. I think people's family members and girlfriends and such are out there. I don't really think anybody cares about the outcome of the game. So everybody's just kind of in a good mood, happy to be out getting some sun and, you know, not be locked up indoors. Right. It was interesting though, because, you know, we spoke about, you know, why not have this streaming, you know, why not make this available? Yeah. I know that they tend to think that people aren't interested based on, you know, that the amount of people that show up to the games, right? But still, just like spring training games, people, oddly enough, are interested in this and they can't make it out. So it seems like you're dropping the ball to not at least have it available somewhere. I understand that it's going to cost money to have a production team and out, you know, but we talked about like having interns from ASU come out and do the camera work and such. Be a great opportunity for kids from Cronkite to get the experience, like actually producing a real game without it being a game that matters too much. And you know, honestly, it's just one of those things that if there is even the slightest interest in doing it, you know, I especially considering doesn't travel, it's just here in Arizona. So many people around the nation would like to see how their young players are doing in this fall league. It seems like a definite missed opportunity for MLB. From my understanding, from speaking again to some of the guys in the press box, it sounds like that is actually something that's in discussion about possibly making the fall league available, you know, either streaming or somewhere MLB, you know, network or something like that.
Yeah, they do. There's definitely an audience, and I mean, I would be among them, you know, being up in Washington. I mean, I'm dying to see what you're seeing down there right now.
Oh, so good. It was so good. Yeah. Jesse. I just want you to be so jealous. It was so good. You got a nice tan today.
I am so jealous, Derek. Yeah, I will not be getting any tan. It is supposed to be rainy every single day for the next 6 months, as far as I'm concerned here. So it might be a while before I get a tan again. Although I don't really tan anyway, Derek. I pretty much just burn. So for me, it doesn't really matter very much. But yeah, no, I mean, the Fall League has a really big following around baseball. I think people are starting to pick up on it. The problem is that a lot of these games are in the afternoon and it's hard for people to get out there, you know, during work if you're local. And it's also only like a month long. So you know, guys, people wanting to travel to Phoenix in order to make it out to games, there's not that big of a window in order to do that. So,
You also have playoff games happening in the middle of the day today for some reason.
Right.
Good Lord. That one took me by surprise. I don't know why. I just assumed it wasn't going to be at that time of the day. I didn't think any of these games at this point were going to be that early in the day. I can only imagine I can only imagine being a Dodgers fan trying to get to that game today. What a nightmare that must have been in traffic. You probably had to leave at like 6 o'clock in the morning. Shout out to all of you Dodgers fans.
It was not a sellout. I don't know if you saw that, but the Dodgers Braves game was not a sellout,
It's so hard to get into that stadium. I'm not surprised It's not a sellout. I think the thing is, though, is going back to the AFL, one thing I thought is times they are changing, Jesse, and people, you know, don't need to go home and watch games on their TV anymore. I think that's the big thing with streaming services. People, even though AFL games do happen during the middle of the day, people would be interested in watching them because they can stream them on their phone while they're sitting around the office or whatever, right? Those are these are the way things work in the modern era, and that accessibility, you know, could drive the interest. You know, those two things could go hand in hand. I just think, again, Major League Baseball sometimes really needs to have some more creative ways to build their fan base, because it feels like it's dwindling, especially here. You know, we talk about this place being a baseball nirvana, but at times it doesn't feel like it's necessarily as appreciated as it should be, you know? So with that being said, though, I it's easy for me to say that, because I got to sit out with my feet stretched out on the little, you know, wall right behind home plate today and watch baseball, you know, and do it for a living. So I needed to brag about something one more time before I wrapped up. Make sure you follow me on Twitter so you can tell me what a jerk I am. I am at @Cap_Caveman with a K. Jesse is at Jesse N. Friedman. But of course, all roads lead to @PHNX_sports on Twitter, Facebook, and Instagram. Please go over, if you're watching us right now on the YouTube, go over and download or tell me what app you're listening to podcasts on, and subscribe to us there. Drop us a review. If you're listening to us on one of those audio podcasts, go over to YouTube, subscribe to our channel, and sign up for any kind of notifications that you can. I appreciate you guys so much for checking us out. Jesse, I'm going to go to some more baseball games and make you jealous. I hope you appreciate the weather in the Northwest up there.
It's full on hoodie season out here. We're allowed to wear hoodies.
I love
you guys. Can't wear hoodies right now. All right?
Yeah, no. Look at this. I'm wearing my Rick and Morty special today. Shout out to Jacob for appreciating it earlier in the chat. But again, thank you guys so much for watching the show. And remember, kids, baseball is fun, but it's so much more fun when you bet on it.
We're driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform with over 350 million global monthly visitors, according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Leveraging over 140 million qualifications and preferences every day, Indeed's matching engine is constantly learning from your preferences. Join more than 3.5 million businesses worldwide that use Indeed to hire great talent fast. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/BlueWire. Just go to Indeed.com/BlueWire right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/BlueWire. Terms and conditions apply. Need to hire? You need Indeed.